The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Marissa joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
So Marissa, you're with Bridges Homeward, is that correct?
Yes, I have been working for Bridges Homeward for about 2 years, and we are a foster care agency.
I'm looking at your website here, and it seems that you do much more than just foster care, yes?
Yes, we do have plenty of programs. We are overall a family services program, so anything that a family needs help with, we can pretty much provide a service for it.
What's it like, adopting a child in 2024, say, as opposed to in the year 2000, what has changed so much about the process?
Oh my goodness, so much has changed. The biggest thing about the foster care system and adoption in general is that we have become much more child-focused. It's not so much about finding a child for a family, it's about finding a family for a child. So that means that we get really creative in making those matches, and we're making sure that they're like safe and appropriate matches. It's also a lot harder to become a foster and adoptive parent today, but we do try to break down those barriers as much as possible.
And how can we help? How can the people listening today help you?
Well, the biggest thing is that we're in dire need of foster parents. We need people who will open their hearts and homes to kids in need. The biggest thing is just figuring out how you can help, whether it's actually having a child placed in your home or if it's helping out foster parents who desperately need help. Or it's mentoring or donating money or however you can help.
And it doesn't always have to lead to the child moving to your home full time, like you said, although it does happen. My sister and her husband had a child foster care in their house, and they did end up adopting him, and he now lives with them full time. But that's not always the case. It could be a short-term commitment too, right?
We have kids that come into care for just a couple days, just for their families to kind of figure out a different plan. And then we have kids who are in care for years and do end up being adopted. It's really kind of somewhere in the middle. Although we do have families, foster families, who only commit to respite services, which is short term. So maybe you take a kiddo for a weekend or a week at a time, and that's super helpful for some of the long term kiddos who need a break.
I feel like it takes a special kind of person to get involved in this and to allow a child into their home. Can you kind of speak on some of the qualities of the foster parents that you work with?
You know, it doesn't take a perfect person. I do want to make that very clear that, you know, we have foster families who come from all walks of life. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to own a home. You can rent. You don't have to be in a relationship. You can be a single person. We do kind of hope that anybody will consider it. But the biggest qualities that we look for in a foster parent is someone who's flexible, someone who's kind of willing to roll with what the day brings you, and someone who's just understanding of these kids have experienced a lot of trauma. They've seen more than most adults have, and they just need someone who will listen to them and care about them at the end of the day, just be there so that they have a safe space to be a kid. And that's what they're looking for.
All right, what is the website?
Yeah, it's Bridges Homeward. So BRIDGESHOMEWARD.org. And if you just do bridgeshomeward.com/fostercare, that brings you right to the foster care page. But obviously, we have a lot of other programs too. So take a look at all of them.
We're going to put you and Bridges Homeward inside the Good Vibe Tribe. You are officially now members. We appreciate you listening and calling in and sharing your story this morning.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Marissa.
All right, bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text here in the studio or give us a call at 617-655-1234. You got something going on in your life that you want to celebrate, you want to share with us, you're a part of a wonderful organization that has an event or they need some help with something, please, again, you can call or text us at 617-655-1234. For the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Dan?
Yes.
We've got the college football national championship that happened last night between Ohio State and your Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
I am Irish.
From 33 yards. You miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
It's so funny how quickly it can turn around for those that don't follow it as closely as I do. Ohio State lost to Michigan, which is their arch rival, earlier in the season, and all of the fans were calling for tarring and feathering the coach and firing everybody.
Well, it's the end of the world when you lose a football game.
Right,
I've
just
been there.
Get rid of the entire program and start from scratch. And 2 months later, they're the national champs and everything's great.
Did that announcer have money on Notre Dame?
He sounded a little sad.
Like, they just won the national championships. Go up an octave.
From 33 yards. You miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions.
Eh.
The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
Yours truly signing off, a three-generation Notre Dame fan.
I mean, Jack Edwards was more excited every time the Bruins scored a goal in a meaningless regular season game.
That's true.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy's actually out today. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
The Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. President Trump's inauguration yesterday was mostly by the book affair, other than the fact that it was moved indoors due to the cold weather. Here is just a little piece of the audio from him being, offered his new job. Oh, that's not it. Hold on.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce to you the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
All right, cable news can handle all that important stuff, Dan. We're going to go to the sillier side.
Thank God.
Trump did not put his hand on the Bible when he took the oath of office. Melania Trump held two Bibles in front of him, but he kept his left hand down by his side. For the record, there are no laws requiring president-elects to swear on the Bible. You can literally put your hand on a copy of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
I would vote for that president.
Or nothing, as Trump did yesterday. Speaking of Melania, she wore a wide-brimmed hat that spawned a lot of memes. Did you see the hat, Dan?
No, I didn't watch it at all. I was in New York City living my life.
Well, go look it up. The most popular meme compared her to the Hamburglar. The hat actually prevented Donald from kissing Melania when he entered the room. He had to settle for the air kiss. Trump's new
That's awkward on TV.
It was kind of funny. She looked great, but the hat was it was all the talk for sure. Trump's new army of tech bros were on hand to watch him be sworn in. Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, who had her cleavage on full display, and Mark Zuckerberg got caught staring at it like a kid who had never seen actual boobs before. Elon Musk was there too, obviously. And after the inauguration, he went to the arena. So they had this big party going on. There was a very awkward moment with Elon Musk where he was just so caught up with emotion. He pumped his chest and then he threw his hand out to say thank you. But it really looked like a Nazi salute. So he did this and then threw it up like this. And he did that a couple of times. It was just a very awkward.
Yeah, I've seen some people on the internet commenting about that.
Right.
I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood, she performed America the Beautiful a cappella. Take a listen to that, and I'll explain what happened.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
So there was a technical glitch. Pretty much everyone online thought she handled it well. The backing track started but stopped. Everyone sat around waiting. Eventually, you could see her tell someone, I can just sing it. And then she encouraged people to sing along and launched into it. The Daily Mail, which is a bastion of truth as far as I'm concerned, claims that she had a hissy fit afterwards. They quoted an unnamed source who said she was dissatisfied with the performance and not because of the glitch. She was expecting more of a stage. She said she felt she was not afforded the same level of respect or admiration than previous performers such as Beyonce and Lady Gaga had received. Of course, Beyonce sang the national anthem at Obama's inauguration in 2013. Gaga did Biden's in 2021. They say that she was annoyed. She was just on the floor and didn't even have a platform or anything. They even got the event, obviously, as I said, got moved inside last minute because of the cold. So that changed things up a bit.
If an unnamed source from the Daily Mail said it,
that's absolutely
take it to the
true.
Bank.
The source also said she saved it from being a total disaster, though, and was proud of how she handled it. We're going to leave that for just a minute and talk a little bit more about the L.A. fires. Tyra Banks has now revealed that her home was destroyed in the LA fire. Speaking on a show about her family and friends, Banks was asked about it. She said, you know, some of her family and friends are doing okay, some are not doing so great, and I'm one of them. I lost my house. I haven't really talked about it yet. I just didn't want to put a lot of attention to me. I feel that there's a lot of people that need that attention, so I haven't really talked about it. But I can't sit here and not tell the truth. So yeah, we lost our house. Many celebrities have lost their homes due to the Los Angeles wildfires, which began Tuesday, January 7th. So we're now 2 weeks in. Anna Faris, Ricky Lake, Carrie Elwes, Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, Leighton Meester, Adam Brody, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Joshua Jackson have all lost their homes. Thousands are still under the evacuation order, while the death toll now is, last I saw, was at 27.
Did you watch SNL over the weekend by chance? Dave Chappelle's monologue.
I watched it last night when we sat down to dinner, and it was incredible.
Yeah, he had some really poignant stuff about the inauguration and the wildfires and people just finding their humanity in 2025.
Yeah, I thought if you get a chance, it's about 10 or 15 minutes long, and it's just fantastic the way he handles it. And it was really funny. There were some fantastic jokes in there.
The ability to weave humor in like such tragic circumstances is...
We need it.
Yeah.
We need it.
And
we
it's
need
not
stuff
easy
like
to do.
That. It is not. Well, Dan, I know you're so happy about this news this morning. TikTok is back.
My girlfriend was incredibly happy. Her and the Uber driver had an entire conversation about it in Manhattan.
But this hasn't prevented other Chinese competitors from gaining users. In the lead up to the ban on TikTok, which kicked off Sunday and lasted a whole day, a number of other video apps rose through the ranks and now dominate in the App Store's top charts. So the Chinese app Red Note, which is listed on the App Store's as Zhao Hongshu, became the number one app in the U.S., followed by video apps like Clapper, Flip, and some others. On Monday, following TikTok's restoration of service, Red Note retained its number one spot on the App Store after having attracted almost a million new U.S. users. Though TikTok is back online, the App Stores aren't yet hosting it for download. So I went in and looked this morning. I had TikTok years ago, and then I just got rid of it. And so I tried to download it this morning, and it's still not in the App Store because... U.S. law, despite President-elect Trump's assurances that he will extend the deadline for the ban, has to abide by the law, which right now bans TikTok. So if you have it on your phone, you can use it. If you deleted it or you want to get it, it's not available.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, people that deleted it in the 11 hours that it was banned, like, can't get it back.
Right. You're like, well, it's gone. I'll just delete it. And then you've lost everything as well.
You just got okey-doked by the government on an international scale.
Dan, where's Vine?
That's a wholesome 7 seconds. That's all you need.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is out today, so we play Can't Conquer Carson. Let's go.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
We nailed it, Dan. Stuck the landing.
Oh, it's like fine wine. It gets better every time.
I agree.
Carson?
Yes.
KB Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say good morning to Sarah from Gloucester.
Hey, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
She's in the car with her son Cody on the way to school.
What's up, Cody? How old is Cody?
Cody's 14.
14, so what, 8th grade, 9th grade? 8th grade. Nice. Play any sports?
No.
Smart.
He was like, I wasn't prepared for all the questions, sir.
What's your blood type, Cody?
Social security number.
I got no clue.
I actually don't know my blood type either.
A positive over here. Go look it up today, Cody. Find out your blood type and call us tomorrow and tell us what it is.
Can you two please kick Carson out of the studio before he asks you more invasive questions?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You're going to win $100. I don't know what his record is. We don't have a board for him, but he wins more than he loses. I know that. Are you ready?
Ready as we can be.
The director of the new Mission Impossible says the movie contains the most difficult thing they've ever filmed for the franchise. Who is the star of the Mission Impossible franchise?
It should be possible. I don't know.
Oh, they only get harder from here.
We were not prepared.
Question number two. On this day in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one of Aretha's biggest songs, All She's Asking For Is a Little What?
Your oldest and your stuff.
Oh, and a little respect.
All right, there we go. Put him on the board. Question three. Luke Grimes turns 41 today. He played the role of Casey Dutton on which hit TV show?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. The NFL has reportedly asked Kendrick Lamar not to play the Drake diss track Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show. Meanwhile, the song just hit a billion streams on Spotify and is probably his most well-known song. Who played last year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Taylor Swift.
And question number five. Christopher Walken doesn't stream TV, so he's been unable to watch all the episodes of his show Severance, but the crew is cool enough to send him DVDs of the show so he can watch it. In the iconic I Need More Cowbell SNL skit that Walken stars in, what song are they working on?
We got nothing.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Remix! Cody, how do you think your mom did?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, no.
Cody's smart.
Okay.
They got one out of five correct.
Oh. Suits. All right.
All right, Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. The director of the new Mission Impossible says the movie contains the most difficult thing they've ever filmed for the franchise.
Oh, wow.
Who stars in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Tom Cruise.
That is correct. 1-0.
All right. That's a good start.
On this day in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really?
What took him so long?
What? The first woman or the first black woman?
It just said first woman.
That's crazy.
Maybe as a solo artist? I don't know.
Yeah.
And one of Aretha's biggest songs, All She's Asking For, is little what?
R-S-P-E-C-T.
You want to spell that one more time?
R-S-P-E-C-T. R-R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Sorry, it's early. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out that he can't spell.
I was like, you're missing a vowel, but I know what you're trying to do. 2-1. Question number three. Luke Grimes turns 41 today.
Who?
That's funny you ask. He played the role of Casey Dutton on which hit TV show?
Yellowstone.
Yes, the Duttons. Yeah, Yellowstone.
The Duttons. Okay.
3-1. The NFL has reportedly asked Kendrick Lamar not to play the Drake diss track Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show. Meanwhile, the song just hit a billion streams on streaming.
The NFL is dumb. That's the stupidest thing. Don't play the biggest hit you've ever had.
Maybe they don't want him to scream the word pedophile during the Super Bowl halftime show. Who played last year's halftime show?
That is a great question. Was that Rihanna?
Usher, baby.
Oh,
in
Usher
the ATL.
Okay.
3-1 going into question number five. Christopher Walken doesn't stream TV, So he's unable to watch the episodes of his own show, Severance.
Was he out there with like aluminum foil and a TV antenna?
But the crew is nice enough to send him DVDs so he can keep up with it.
Of course.
He's the only guy getting DVDs. And the iconic I Need More Cowbell SNL skit that Walken stars in.
Right.
What song are they working on that he needs more cowbell?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you. I got a fever.
Yeah, I can't. I got too many things going on in my brain right now. I can't think what it is.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Blue Oyster Cult.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Okay. All right. Good deal.
3-1, Carson. You get the dub.
All right.
Sarah, Cody. Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you playing.
Yeah, Cody. Before you leave, if you want to just text me over your Social Security number too, that'd be great.
Is there anything you guys want to say to Kennedy before you go? Kennedy.
Hey, Carson.
Carson.
See, one of those days, David.
I know.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep.
Just get us out of here, please.
We're Sarah and Cody from Gloucester, Massachusetts, and we can't conquer Carson.
Can you spell Gloucester?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. It might take a little bit longer to get you on the air this morning because it's just me and Dan Kennedy is out today. There's no phone screener here.
No, it's literally just the two of us trying to make this thing work.
So we're doing what we can do. But again, 617-655-1234. I actually surprised Lana on Friday. I called her as I was leaving the station. I was like, hey, you want to grab lunch? And she was like, I would love to grab lunch. So we went to this place in Charlestown called Brewer's Fork. And I realized after we got done that going to lunch with Lana is becoming one of my all-time favorite things.
Well, you should like going to lunch with your wife. That's good.
Well, I mean, no, I always enjoy it, but it has become a place where we can be alone.
Ah, I see what you mean.
But not at home. And it kind of, I don't want to say forces, but it requires us to sit face-to-face and talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Without all of the other stuff, because if you're sitting at the house, get distracted by the TV, or you're not facing one another, you know, I'm sitting on the couch here, she's sitting on the couch there, but you sit directly across from one another. And we just had the best time. We just sat there, we had a drink, and we just laughed, kind of figured out our schedules over the next couple of weeks, because she's got all of her stuff going on, I got all my stuff going on. I just love it. It's becoming one of my favorite things that I need to make sure that we do more often.
You need those moments when life becomes hectic and you're worried about getting the kid to lacrosse or the bills or work.
All the other crap. We spent a lot of time watching television this weekend, I'm not going to lie.
It was cold out.
We watched the new Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx movie.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. It was cute. They have chemistry. The movie is not great. It's not a great movie overall, but I enjoy those two, and there were moments in there that were actually pretty funny.
Yeah, she hasn't done a movie in like a decade.
Yeah, it's been
outside of voicing Fiona and Shrek.
And then we've been watching American Primeval, so we finished that over the weekend. And I'm just going to say, if you don't have a strong stomach, don't watch it. It's set in in Utah, old Western times, and it is gory, but it's a pretty incredible story. And it's a mini series too, so it's like 6 or 7 episodes. You don't have to go on for 7 seasons.
Right,
the
right.
Whole thing. And then we went over to our friend's house and watched the Buffalo game, where me and Barrett and his friend had a much too aggressive game of Nerf basketball. So they set up a Nerf basketball hoop on a door in their living room, and we had a slam dunk contest. We had a horse contest, and it gets
Did you forget you were in your 50s for a second?
Yeah, I'm feeling it this morning. I should not be doing a Nerf ball dunk contest is what I'm saying, Dan, this morning. Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number to share what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Dan?
So when I left the show on Friday, I said we were going to New York for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we had nothing planned. It was all spontaneous. We decided literally last minute. On Friday, when the show ended, I didn't have a hotel book. We had nothing planned. We just knew we were going to go.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, we just flew by the seat of our pants.
Right.
I literally booked the whole trip on the car ride there. And as soon as we got there Saturday morning, we went to Ellen Stardust Diner.
Okay.
That's the first place I wanted to take her to get some lunch. And the whole thing is it's a diner, but every single person in the wait staff there is aspiring to be a Broadway actor or actress. So they perform songs the entire time they're serving you. Like, the woman took our order with a microphone in her armpit while she was belting out This Is Me at the top of her lungs.
That is right up your alley.
And then as she's hitting the high note, she just threw the straws at us for our drinks.
Really?
It's a vibe there if you've never been. It's a lot
of fun.
Now,
are they really aspiring Broadway
people? Oh, yeah. They lose a couple waitstaff every year to go like on a national tour.
Right.
Someone just got cast in Wicked that was working there.
Oh, that is cool. What's it called again?
Ellen Stardust Diner.
Okay.
If you like musical theater, it's a good time. And then we went to the Summit at One Vanderbilt, which is like they take you up 91 floors in the middle of Manhattan.
Right.
We booked it at night, so when we got up there, it was just the city skyline, and it was incredible.
Danny Vertigo?
No, I love it. I'm not scared of heights. At one point, they take you out on like this glass bottom thing, so
thing looks crazy.
You're looking down like 93 stories.
Yes, please.
It's the people below you, and everyone looks like ants. And then this is very funny. We went to a dueling piano bar that night. It was called Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And you pay money to hear songs, but someone else can come and, like, if they don't want to hear that song, they can pay to have it stopped. And my girlfriend fought the entire audience over Taylor Swift. She stood alone, but she was fierce.
How much money did it cost her?
I have the Venmo receipts right here.
No, you do not.
I do.
So you're Venmoing the people that are playing the piano.
Yeah.
Are there two of them?
There's two of them,
Two people playing.
And like there was a lot of Boston hate already, so we were getting feisty, the two of us.
Did you have on a Red Sox hat or
something?
It's
a New York crowd.
Or you were just...
They were playing Sweet Caroline, and someone paid them to stop it, and everyone started booing, and I got offended.
Okay.
She Venmoed the dueling piano guys $35.
For?
And it says... Please, dear God, play a Taylor Swift song. I understand I will be outcasted for this request, but she's a god to me. And she got 14 seconds of a Taylor Swift song before a dude ran up with $40, slammed it on the table, and said, no more! And then everyone cheered.
Oh,
and they looked and they started talking to her. I'm like, oh, Kaylee.
Right.
And then she sent them an additional $10 and said, I am crying in the club. Please play 45 seconds of a Taylor Swift song and I will be a happy camper. And if that other man comes up again, kindly send him away.
And?
They got about 14 seconds of Love Story in. And then someone else ran up, threw money down, and they cheered, and everyone looked at her.
How?
They put a spotlight on her.
On Kaylee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then she sent $1 and said, if I send another dollar, will you please?
He's like, no.
It was a lot of fun.
Those guys must kill it, Dan.
The amount of money they were making.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like they made just like $150 just off of Kaylee.
Just off the Taylor
haters.
And then at the end of the night, I got offered drugs outside of my hotel, which is, I think if you only get offered once, it's a pretty good ratio for New York City.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Somebody just walked up to you randomly? And
he was standing outside the hotel room. He goes, hey, man, you got a light? And I was like, nah, man, I don't smoke. Sorry. And he goes, all right, do you guys do crack? And I was like, no. That elevated so fast.
Is there nothing in between?
I'm just trying to walk into the Hilton.
Can we get some weed first and then maybe we ease into...
I was like, no. And I just didn't know what to say, so I go, have a good night. And I walked away. You still have to be polite to the man soliciting you.
Right.
That's in my DNA. I was like, have a good night, bye.
You didn't break into song like they do at Ellen Stardust, Dan?
No, I was taken aback. And then Sunday was pretty low-key. We did something called Broadway Roulette, where you buy tickets for Broadway at a very discounted price, like $50.
And then you don't know what
But you don't know. We ended up going to Moulin Rouge. Neither one of us had seen it.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. It is a spectacle. And then Monday before we left, we took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty because she had never seen the Statue of Liberty.
No, wow.
So we stood outside when it was about 5 degrees on the water. Bruce Springsteen blaring through the ferry speakers.
Took coming a picture.
To, you're coming to America.
That's Neil Diamond. But
okay. I was close. Some folk legends. And we had a great time.
And you didn't drive at all?
Not a single second.
That is wild.
I'm a passenger princess in this relationship.
That is nice.
I put my feet up and play on my phone.
617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. What did you get into over the weekend? That next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text into the show. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. We're going to start first with Heather from Tingsboro. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, Carson. What's going on?
Not too much. We're missing Kennedy this morning, obviously.
I know. It's rough without her. Well,
we appreciate your understanding and kindness.
You guys are doing great.
We're doing something, that's for sure.
What did you get into over the weekend with the Titanic?
So yesterday is the first time I've had Martin Luther King Day off in 6 years.
So my friend and I went into the exhibition that's in Boston that they just extended, and we went into the exhibit with all the artifacts that they've brought up from the Titanic floor.
How was it?
It's awesome. Like, if anybody has a chance now that it's been extended, go see it. Really cool. Like, they have a full-scale replica of the staircase built into the exhibition. They have, like, you walk down an actual, like, first-class hallway. They have an actual bottle of champagne that's still cork and still has champagne in it that they've brought up from the seafloor.
If I missed this, I'm sorry. Where did you say it was again?
It's right where the Auschwitz one was, the Park Plaza, like, castle down off of Columbus and Berkeley over off Com Ave.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. And you can rent a thing, like a little listening device, and listen to the stories as you walk through. And they give you a boarding pass when you get there, like of an actual passenger. And then at the end, you can like see, did you survive or not? And it tells you their story as well. So you can kind of get a feel for like the stories of the people, and you get to see an actual first place stateroom and a third class passenger stateroom, or well, not stateroom, but
closet.
Basically. But they have actual like dishes and things that survive, and they talk about the company that was created that's bringing the artifacts up, because they said within 40 to 90 years it's going to implode on itself.
Right, it'll just all I saw that story the other day.
It's really impressive. It's really cool. And they put it together in 4 weeks. Like the whole exhibit gets put up in like 4 weeks.
That sounds awesome.
It's really cool.
You should work for them in marketing and PR. You made me want to go.
I'm a huge Titanic buff. Like, my grandfather had family on the Titanic. They survived. So it's always been part of our family. So I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. Have a great week, Heather.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Let's see. I got Jonathan, who is from Swampscott. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. You guys had a big event over the weekend and raised a little bit of money.
Yeah, we did. I run a group called Rock Voices, where we're just a bunch of community members who sing rock music. We meet every Monday in Beverly, and we sing a bunch of rock music. And each season, we pick a charity to donate to. This season, we picked Beverly Bootstraps, located in Beverly, and we raised just under $5,000 for them.
What were the go-to songs?
Oh my gosh, we sang Creep by Radiohead.
Oh, that's uplifting
too. Oh yeah. No.
Really gets the people off,
all-time classic rock banger.
Yeah. But we also ended with We Are the World, which was, you know, just a great way. We partnered with the Beverly High School Choir, and they sang a couple numbers, and they sang We Are the World with us at the end. And it was an incredible night. We had close to 700 people in the audience at Beverly High School, and it was just a fun night.
Jonathan, have you always had golden pipes?
Always. I'm the director of the group. I started this group in Beverly. We're the North Shore chapter. There's a bunch of different Rock Voices chapters all throughout the country. It was all started in Western Mass in 2012, but this was a new one that we started a year ago, and so we've been doing it ever since, and we've raised over $12,000 for charities over this past year.
So it really is just a chance for a bunch of people that want to sing, you know, rock music. They get together, and then you also do some fundraising on the side.
That's it. Yeah, we get together every Monday, sing some rock music, no audition required. Everyone just gets together, and it's been a big community builder more than anything else. Everyone that has joined has said that they felt this sense of community, and they've made new lifelong friendships because of the group, and it's just been an incredible experience. Our next session starts February 3rd.
So you don't even have to be a good singer to join.
Not at all.
So you guys can hide me in the back.
Are amazing. It's funny. Most of our people say that they're just shower and car singers. But when you hear what they sound like as a group, they sound far beyond shower and car singers.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. All right. Thanks for sharing that, Jonathan. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Again, if you want to look them up, go to rockvoices.com.
That's cool they raised that much money.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is fantastic. I'd love to have them in studio at some point down the road.
Doing the Campy Kennedy jingle?
Doing some jingles, singing some classic rock jams. Radiohead Creep.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear on your drive-in Tuesday morning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is out. We're going to play Can't Conquer. Carson, drums, please.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Can't Conquer Carson today, sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Chris from Wilmington.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Carson, what's going on?
Not too much. I was talking to Chris off the air, and he just left the gym already, Dan.
Oh, he's firing on all cylinders.
Starting my New Year's resolution 3 weeks late, I guess.
Better late than never, bud. You're doing it. That's all that matters.
That's good. That's good.
All right, Chris, now that you got a fresh pump going, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Chris.
Go on. Get your steps in. Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. He doesn't have a big board like Kennedy, so we don't know what his record is, but he won earlier. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Chris. The Black Eyed Peas canceled their Las Vegas residency due to current circumstances. They didn't expound on what the current circumstances are, but it's probably the LA wildfires. Who is the lead member of the Black Eyed Peas?
Will I Am.
Someone bought Bob Dylan's unfinished draft lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man for a very cool $508,000. Which actor just played Bob Dylan in the biopic The Complete Unknown?
Timothy Chalamet.
Emma Baby Spice Bunton turns 49 today. She's obviously one of the members of the Spice Girls. Finish the lyric to the Spice Girls' biggest hit.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy.
That's the way it is?
One more time.
That's the way it is.
All right. And question number four. TikTok was banned and then unbanned in the United States over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company that owns TikTok?
ByteDance.
And question number five. Kate Winslet is afraid of cows. The more you know. She said, I go hiking all the time and footpaths will take you through a field of cows. And I have decided that they are going to stampede me to the ground. Winslet starred in this 2004 movie alongside Jim Carrey about two people who undergo a memory erasure procedure to forget each other after the end of their romantic relationship. Can you name that movie?
That's my favorite movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Whew! All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Chris, what'd you do at the gym today?
I was just doing arm stuff, but I was very confused. There was guys lifting way more than me. It was very anxiety-inducing.
I know. Going to the gym when you're not like a regular can be anxiety-inducing.
Yeah.
That's all right. Everybody just wants you to win, man. They're not looking at you. Welcome back, Carson.
I'm just laughing at that. That is so relatable.
Yeah.
Last time I was in the gym, I was just looking at all these other bros. I was like, I am not them.
I don't even know how half the machines work, so I'm just like wandering aimlessly.
Exactly.
Making sure I wipe everything down properly. That's my big thing. I was like, I don't want anything.
I forgot my badge, too.
You're doing great. Carson, Chris from Wilmington got 4 out of 5
oh,
correct.
Oh, let's go, Chris.
Almost 5 out of 5, but I'm being a stickler.
It's the Spice Girl. Oh, sorry.
Nothing. Don't worry, we'll get there.
All right.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
The Black Eyed Peas canceled their Las Vegas residency due to current circumstances. They didn't expound on what that was, but it's probably the LA wildfires.
Right.
Who is the lead member of the Black Eyed Peas?
Will I Am.
That is correct. Question number two. Someone bought Bob Dylan's unfinished draft lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man for $508,000.
Oh.
Which actor just played Bob Dylan in the biopic, The Complete Unknown?
That is a great question. I honestly, I don't know, so I'm gonna take. I've narrowed it down to two in my head, Dan.
Bill, give me one.
I know this isn't it, but I'm just gonna say Timothy Chalamet. Oh, what a guess!
No.
What a guess!
2-2. Question number three. Emma Baby Spice Bunton turns 49 today. Finish the lyric to the Spice Girls' biggest song.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking
is too easy. Taking is too easy. Is that right?
But that's the way it is.
But that's the way it is.
Christmas, one word. He just said that's the way it is.
Oh, you didn't put the
but
button
I'm
in
sorry.
There. All right.
The lyric is the lyric.
Okay.
2-2. Question number 4. TikTok was banned and then unbanned in the United States over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company that owns TikTok?
ByteDance.
ByteDance is correct. 3-3. Question number 4. Oh, question number 5, excuse me.
Yes.
Which Chris got right?
I'm sweating.
Which, if you get wrong...
My palms are sweaty.
We'll lose Sal money.
Oh, I'm throwing it, Dan. I don't know the answer, Dan.
Kate Winslet is afraid of cows.
That's interesting.
She said, I go hiking all the time, and the footpaths take me through a field of cows, and I have convinced myself that they are going to stampede me to the ground one day. Kate Winslet starred in this 2004 movie alongside Jim Carrey about two people who undergo a memory erasure procedure to forget each other after the end of their romance. What's the name of that movie?
I'm just going to make a guess. Me, Myself, and Irene. And I know that's not it.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh.
Chris! $100 richer. Chris ain't going to the gym.
One? Chris knew that
it's
one?
It's his favorite movie of all time.
Shut up,
my favorite
Chris.
Movie.
Wow. What is it again? Eternal Spotless of the Mind and Traveling Pants?
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, I never saw that.
It's a good movie.
Is it? Yeah, I've never seen it.
Congratulations, Chris. You get the $100.
I like my answer, Be Myself and Irene, better.
Victory is yours.
Oh, great job, Chris. Congratulations.
He's going to the gym. He's winning $100. He's having a good morning.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Good day.
Carson,
good day.
Is there anything you want to say to our friend Chris before?
Yeah, my name is Carson. I'm from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy is actually out today. We have some very cool 3-day passes to give away to a big concert that's coming to New York. Let's get to 8-Bit Hits.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's
8-Bit Hits.
Ba-dum-bum. The lineup for Governor's Ball, New York. It is the biggest party. It returns in June to the iconic Flushing Meadows Corona Park, and we have your tickets all this week. You're going to witness performances from Tyler, the Creator. That new album that he has, Chromacopia, I love it. It's different and wild and weird, and that always interests me.
Well, different and wild and weird are very good descriptors for Tyler, the Creator.
Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Feed, who's like a reggaeton star, Glass Animals, and many, many, many more. It's 3 days. If you want in, go to governorsballmusicfestival.com for more info and to purchase tickets. I saw Mark Amber's going to be performing, who we just had at Deck the Hall Ball. T-Pain, your favorite, is going to be there.
Tallahassee Pain in the building.
So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday situation. Again, go to governorsballmusicfestival.com. But we want to give you a pair of 3-day tickets right now with 8-Bit Hits. We're going to start first with our friend Emily from Rockland. Good morning, Emily.
Hoping not to be the first one.
Well, you got in first, so you're it.
You can do a clean sweep and just take these tickets for yourself. 3 days in New York City?
That is true.
Okay, so you understand how 8-Bit Hit works. I'm going to play you the hook of a song. It sounds like it came out of a video game from the 80s. You name the song, and you get 3 of them right. You're going to win the 3-day passes. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Should I give her a hint, Dan?
No.
No hint to the theme?
I like hints. Hints are nice.
Well, Dan said no. Maybe after the second one. Here's the first one. Take a listen to this 8-Bit Hit. Emily, name that 8-Bit Hit.
Oh my God.
It's like her mind just went blank.
By the way, it's 617-655-1234. We just move on to the next person if you don't get all 3 right. Christina's from Framingham. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Carson.
Did you recognize that one?
Yes.
What is it?
It's from my favorite artist, who is obviously playing at the ball, Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You.
That is correct, yes.
All right, one down,
2 to go.
You're 33% of the way to Governor's Ball.
All right, let's get to the second 8-Bit Hit. Christina, take a listen.
Oh,
Christina, name that 8-bit hit, please.
Beautiful Things by Benson Boone.
Hey. These beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. Launched his career at Deck the Hall Ball.
That's right. All right, that is 2 out of 3 correct. It is time to go to the last one.
Are you nervous?
Very. My heart is literally shaking. I pulled into a parking lot.
Right. I'm nervous. I'm not even playing.
All right, you get this one right, and you've got the 3-day passes to the Governor's Ball. You get this one wrong, and we move on to the next contestant, and that would break my heart. Are you ready?
I think so.
Name that 8-bit hit.
Too Sweet.
That is it. Yes.
It's going to be an awesome time.
Yeah, that is just going to be
a
fantastic weekend. So it's down in New York City, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. And you're going to be there for the Governor's Ball at Flushing Meadows Corona Park in New York with Tyler, the Creator, and Benson Boone, Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, the lineup's incredible. Hosier, Glass, Animals.
I'm so happy. I'm obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo, so I couldn't buy tickets to her show back in April, so I'm just so excited to see her.
Have you ever seen her before?
Never.
I'm happy we could make that happen for you.
This song hits on a Casio keyboard, by the way, Dan. Nice job. Well, congratulations to you. Don't hang up on us, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on, Christina.
And that's how you do that. She's a wrecking ball. She didn't even hesitate.
Yep. And good news. We are giving away another pair of these 3-day passes tomorrow on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson.
You can conquer Carson.
Little known fact, Carson actually played the guitar on that intro.
That is a fact. Well, it is the 12-string acoustic, Dan.
Of course.
You didn't know that, did you?
Carson?
Yes?
First, Coin Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Now say what's up to Ann from Walpole.
Hey, good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Carson.
I understand Max is in the car. You guys are going to Children's Hospital?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, that's I was not expecting that deep voice.
That's a whole man.
Well, good morning, Max. I hope everything turns out okay for you.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Okay.
It's just a check. Just
bye. All right.
Just a checkup is good. All right. Can you two kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, would you kindly kick the studio, please?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Ann.
Good luck to you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. You're going to win $100. He's 2 for 2 today. He's been holding down the fort, protecting Sal's money.
Oh, all right. Well,
are you guys ready?
We are. Are you ready?
Sure.
Question number 1. No Doubt is returning for the Fire Aid concert at the end of the month. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
5 years ago today in 2020, the very first confirmed case of COVID-19 was found in the United States. The first cases globally were found back in 2019 in which city?
Wuhan, China.
Question number 3. The creator of the Avatar movie says Avatar 3 might not be what audiences signed up for. Who writes and directs the Avatar franchise?
Do you know him?
I should know this.
Sam would kill us if we...
Oh my God, he would.
That's my other son's
face. No. James Cameron.
Oh, good pull,
all right,
Max. Good pull. Kevin Costner honored Whitney Houston on his 70th birthday by resharing a behind-the-scenes photo from the film they worked on together and reflecting on her loss. Name the movie that had I Will Always Love You and I'm Every Woman and More on the soundtrack that they did together.
The what?
There you go. That's in your wheelhouse, huh?
It is.
And question number five. Should Chapel Roan keep things to herself more often? She says, quote, I think I'd be more successful if I was okay with wearing a muzzle. I would be way bigger than I am right now. What is the name of the fictional club Chapel Roan sings about in one of her biggest songs?
The Pink Pony Club.
Say it loud and proud.
The Pink Pony Club.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Get it,
Carson!
Carson!
All right, guys. Good
Dan,
job.
I heard you say when I was leaving that I won twice this morning. I did not.
Oh, did you lose?
I lost one, yeah.
Honestly, this whole morning's been a blur.
I know.
I take it back. Carson lost. All right, well, I have bad news. You might do that again.
Oh, no.
They got 5 out of 5 correct.
Shut the front door.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job, Ann. Nice work, Max.
It was a team effort, truly.
Yeah. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Can I phone a friend?
No. Kennedy's off today. So I don't know if you know this, Carson.
Yes.
But I won't be telling you which ones you get right or wrong because a person that I hear often say it adds to the suspense.
I don't like this.
We'll find out.
This isn't fun.
Question number one. No Doubt is returning for the Fire Aid concert at the end of the month. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani. Ding.
Let me do my job. 5 years ago today in 2020, the first confirmed case of COVID-19 was found in the United States. The first cases globally were found in 2019 in which city?
Wuhan. Ding.
Question number three.
Wu-Tang?
Yeah, he said Wu-Tang. For the children. The creator of the Avatar movie says Avatar 3 might not be what audiences signed up for. Who writes and directs the Avatar franchise? Are we ain't so quick with that ding now, are we?
Avatar is done by the same person that did Titanic, right? Can I go back to it? Can you ask the question one more time?
Who writes and directs Avatar?
That is a great question. And I love that movie. It's like my favorite movie of all time.
You're stalling. I need an answer.
1,000 times. I see you, Dan. You want me to quote the movie? Do I have to give you...
I just need to give me a name.
You say who directed it or who starred in it? Just, could you use it in a sentence?
I need an answer, please.
Oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Question number four. Kevin Costner honored Whitney Houston on his 70th birthday by resharing a behind-the-scenes photo from the film they worked on together and reflecting on her loss. Name the movie that had I Will Always Love You, I'm Every Woman, and More on the soundtrack that they did.
The Bodyguard.
And question number five. Should Chapel Roan keep things to herself more often? She says, quote, I think I'd be more successful if I was okay wearing a muzzle and not speaking my mind. I would be way bigger. What is the name of the fictional club Chapel sings about in one of her biggest songs?
That is the Pink Pony Club, Dan.
All right. Well, you're right on all of them. You got question one, Gwen Stefani. Question two, Wuhan/Wu-Tang. Question three was James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Biggest director of all time. The Bodyguard, yes. Pink Pony Club, yes. But it doesn't matter.
Yes. Congratulations, Ann and Max. Nice work.
5-4. You guys get the dub.
Hashtag suck it sack.
Max, how's it feel to win $100?
Yay!
We're splitting it.
I think that's only fair.
I do like that. I do like that.
All right, Carson, what would you like to say to this nice family before we get out of here?
My name is Carson from God's Country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Ann or Max.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.